With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Today's a deadline for the White House to tell two federal judges whether it will use emergency reserves to fully fund the food stamp program.
We just don't know how. It's unprecedented. This has never happened before in this way.
That's House Speaker Mike Johnson, who said earlier today there are legitimate complications that need to be resolved in the courts.
In layman's terms, it's an extra fund that is there, for example, if you have an unexpected natural occurrence, like a hurricane or something, and SNAP benefits are flowing, but you have a subset of the population that needs additional benefits, then the contingency fund would go. The way we always understood it was the contingency fund could not be used legally if the underlying fund was suspended. And that's what's happened in the CR. The Democrats voted to stop SNAP payments.
The SNAP program serves about 1 in 8 Americans. It's a major piece of the nation's social safety net. It costs about $8 billion per month nationwide. On Friday, judges in Rhode Island and Massachusetts ruled separately that the administration must continue to pay for SNAP, and they both gave the administration leeway on whether to fund the program partially or in full for the month of November. President Trump is threatening Nigeria with military action over the country's persecution of Christians.
Upset with what he calls the mass slaughter of Christians, the president said he's ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military action in Nigeria. He wrote on social media that the U.S. may very well go into Nigeria, guns a-blazing, to stop the killing. The president also warned that he will immediately stop all aid and assistance to the West African nation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New research emerging on how melatonin usage might serve as an indicator of cardiovascular health that could provide new insights into heart conditions. On Wall Street, it's a mixed bag. The Dow is off 144 points, but the NASDAQ up 119, the S&P 500 up 12. This is SRN News. The winners of Virginia's House of Delegates election on Tuesday will decide whether a proposed amendment that enshrines abortion in the state constitution moves forward. The new members will cast decisive votes on the measure when the General Assembly convenes in January. Family Foundation President Victoria Cobb says the election is especially consequential, given the expansive amendment would bestow a permanent right to unrestricted abortion in Virginia.
The proposed constitutional amendment would etch into perpetuity the idea that you could have a right to elective abortion up until the moment of birth, provided by an abortionist who may or may not even have to be a doctor, for a young girl who doesn't have to involve her parents at all, and it would likely be in a facility that would have zero medical safety restrictions or standards.
In Virginia, state lawmakers, not the governors, have a constitutional amendment final authority. This is SRN News. Here's a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Kimberly Clark, the company behind brands including Huggies, Kleenex, and Cottonelle, is branching out. It's buying Tylenol maker Kenvue in a roughly $48.7 billion cash and stock deal, creating a massive consumer health goods company. Kimberly Clark shares slid more than 15% after it announced the acquisition. Kenvue shares jumped 19%. It's another big week of corporate earnings reports amid an absence of economic data as the government shutdown drags on. Microsoft has entered into a roughly $9.7 billion cloud services contract with artificial intelligence cloud service provider Iron. It will give it access to some NVIDIA chips. Iron shares soared more than 22% before the opening bell. Microsoft shares effectively unchanged. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.